So this year we have Tisha B'Av falling on Thursday. And this includes two things. First of all, we have a real Shavua Shechal Boy. I mean, we have a real week of Tisha B'Av. The week of Tisha B'Av. And as we're going to see today, there are some halachas that are related to Shavua Shechal Boy only, or more strongly. The other part of what we have this year is Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, so the day after Tisha B'Av is a Friday, it's Erev Shabbos. So the halakas that relate to the day after Tisha B'Av change a bit in when it's Erev Shabbos. So let's dwell into these two topics that we have with this year's Tisha B'Av. So first of all, we know that the Sfardim, the ones that follow the Bisayis of the Shulchan Aruch, they don't do the minhagim of not bathing and not taking haircuts until Shavuot Shechal Boy. So that's a first introduction. They did start basically last night not to bathe and not to wash clothing. Regarding meat, that for me there was a chiddush, regarding meat and probably also wine, the Sfardim start already from Rosh Chodesh like we do. Wine may be differently when we're talking about mitzvah, but we'll leave that aside. Now, with the Ramah, we paskin, Shalom Gary, you're right, Israel. So, the Ramah paskins that we start from Rosh Chodesh, all the minhagim, not showering, not bathing, not eating meat, and not drinking wine. But we still have differences than the Rosh Chodesh and Shavuot Shechal Boy as follows. The Ramah tells us, number one, the following. B'su'udas mitzvah, yoin milo pidyon aben v'siyum mesechta. When you have a brismila, pidyon aben, or a siyum, b'su'udas erusim, which we'll leave aside now, what does it mean exactly, a se'uda of engagement? Oichlim basa v'sheisim yayin, you could eat meat, you could drink wine, hashayachim l'su'uda, only the ones that belong to the meal. Avaz of the Ramah, yesh letzantzem, try to reduce, shalala isif, don't add more than the people that are belong there. The week that Tisha B'Av falls in it, Shavua Shechal Boy, this starting today, should not drink meat or wine, rak minyan mitzumtzum, only 10 people. They could do even Erev Tisha B'Av, as long as not to know Sekes, says the Ramah, Shavua Shechal Boy, Siyum, is only for 10 people exactly. We'll see in a moment in the Achronim, it means 10 people except the family and the people that belong to the seal. That's the Ramah. The Levosh number 2 says, "Ah, the kosu des mitzvah shteirim v'rosh chodesh atayin sefer b'tishba kosu des mitzvah b'damben shiyum sechta mutar kabet shem asorim metzumtzomim im bnei mitzvah." He says you can have 10 exactly with bnei mitzvah. For yichim bazo sheisim yain chutz b'sudu shav sigbo. Says you can take 10 except the craving. So the Levush very clearly says basically there's no difference between Rosh Chodesh and Shavuot Shechal Boy. The Ramah seems to differentiate. It sounds to be that before the week Shechal Boy, last week, you could have a larger Siyum. You could have more people in the Siyum than the 10 except the craving. But Shavuot Shechal Boy, your Machma has to be only the 10 people. That's as much as the Ramah is coming to argue. The shayla is another, when the Ramah tells us that we talk about minya mitzumtzum, does it mean including the craving or not including the craving? If you look at the Taz over here, number 4, the Taz tells us, fach minya mitzumtzum shikasa Ramah, ayinu noisav ala kruim. In other words, you have minya mitzumtzum in addition to the regular people that are supposed to come. You have the people that belong to the meal, the family, the people that are doing the siyum. You can add 10 people in addition to that. That's what the Taz learns. But the Magen Avraham learns differently. Look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, first of all, says, he starts, in addition, this is just a rule regarding siyum. He starts, a person goes to the siyum because he's close to the person, because he's friendly. They're going just to drink. They only want to drink some wine. Aveir hi biyodo. It's an aveir. We gave a whole shiur about this. I checked 3 years ago. It was Erev Tishrei 3 years ago. I think Gary was still with us, right? And we spoke about the idea of a siyum. And there we spoke about it more from the whole 9 days perspective, that this concept that you do a siyum, you do there's a party, or there's a tzedakah event, and they say, no worries, there will be a siyum everywhere you go. We'll have a siyum every hour. That doesn't work as a siyum. The siyum works for your friends, for your family, people that are joining the siyum because they're part of the siyum. Okay? Then he brings the levush, and he says, first of all, he says also the woman can also. The Magravam adds one more thing which is important for us. What happens if a person is home and they're doing a siyum in someone else's house? He's a very good friend of the Messiah and he's not able to come. Decided, you know what? I'll send you some leftovers. I'll give you a doggy bag you can take home. That doesn't work. It has to be in the Suda itself. This, by the way, disqualifies anybody who wants to do a siyum over Zoom. You know, we were made killed to do siyum over Zoom in Tanis Bechairis before Pesach. But we're not doing this siyum over Zoom today. It has to be malish to join the suda. That's what we see clearly from the Magen Avraham. Now he says like this: the Ramah ends uvesiyum mesechta. The Magen Avraham, so uvesiyum mesechta. Av mi sheloi lo madimam. Even someone did not learn with them. Yacholim lecholim moy mishum kurva oreus. If you're friendly, you could join the siyum. Talma abaye tesli because there's even doing a suda. Says the Magen Avraham, and nearly they linoik kulishtem el oiker amo be kuloi the chumor o kalavush. The Ramah says there's a kula and a chumor of the Ramah, and there's a kula and a chumor of the levush. You can pick and choose who you want to go with the Ramah or with the levush. What does it mean? What's the kula and the chumor of the Ramah and the kula and the chumor of the levush? What does it mean? The Maktz of the Shekel number 5 tells the following: the Ramah makel bechatzar. Ramah's more makel mirosh chayish rosh echalboy. Right? Meaning, till Rosh Chodesh, till Shavuot Shechalboy, you could be more lenient according to the Ramah. For the Levush Makre, the Gamazim Rosh Chodesh came a craving. The Levush says no, only the craving. Uva Shavuot Shechalboy Tishabov, Ramah Makre, the Levush came mini mitzvot, it could be a dafka 10 people. Masra ima craving. For the Levush Shavuot, he says 10 except the craving. There's no argument. The Makre Shechel learns, so we're going to have Ram, that the Ramah and the Levush arguing the following. In Shavuot Shechalboy, do I have to have only 10 people in the Siyum? Or can I have 10 people in addition to the guys that are part of the family, the guys that are part of the Messiah, and they can have another 10? The Levush says 10 except the family, and the Ramah learns 10 including the family. That's what the Shekhar learns.
But
when we're talking about the Taz we saw, that's what the Shekel ends with. Taz doesn't learn the Ramah's arguing the Levush that way. The Taz says that what? That and even the Ramah agrees that it's 10 except the craving. So Mashmah, for sure it can be made to have 10 people except the craving according to Master Shekel. The Levush Yisrad, the number 6 over here, he says the Ramah's made to Moshkesh Av Mishum Rei Savav Filu Kama Minyonim. Like the Matzah Shekel. You have to go because you're friendly, not to drink. Not because you just want to drink. I'm not so clear what Levush Estrad means. But it sounds like for Levush Estrad that the kula that he learns in the Levush is that you can have 10 people, even though they're not really related or friends of the Messiah. Someone doesn't really know. Meaning he just wants to be able to drink wine and eat meat. Can he go or not? It sounds the Levush Yisrag learns in the Levush that in the Shavuot Shechalboy, you could have 10 people except the close family and the Messiah. And these 10 people can be people that not Dafka goes because they're so friendly with the guy. Even if the guy was, you know, they don't know him so closely, but they really want to eat meat. So they want to join the Siyum. Mashal Levush Yisrad, then he allows it up to 10 people. So what comes out clearly from that second Levush Yisrad, based on what the problem is, that and based on the Taz, that a Siyum Shavuot Shechalboy, you could have 10 people besides the family. And maybe it can be made because these 10 people don't have to be that close to the Messiah. But you can't have more than that. That's clearly. And Shavua Shechalbo, you can have only a minion of people except the family. That comes out clearly. And that's a bigger chumra than Riyadh Kotor Amal than the days before. In the previous years, we had Tisha B'Av and Shabbos, which was Nitcha, and we learned that we're making the time called Shavua Shechalbo. So this is something new for us. The Shavua Shechalbo this year is different than previous years. The Siyum has to be Dafka, the 10 people, except the family, not more than that. You can't have a 50 people Siyum in the week of Tisha B'Av. So that's point number one about Shavua Shechalbo. Point number two is, the Shulchan Aruch number 8 tells us, Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av Asurim L'Sapil Chabes Afilu Einu Ertzul L'Shachat, you can't, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Sfardim, you can't take a haircut and do a laundry in the week of Tisha B'Av. So you can't do that. Says there are more. Ve'anu noyagim le'achmir b'chol zeh mitchilas v'shchodesh ad acharatay nisim lo tzorich mitzvah. He says, we're machmir not to do laundry or to take a haircut. Obviously talking about to and also take a shower. How could we do earlier from Rosh Chodesh? Says the Mishnah Berurah, umi she'ein lo ela chaluk echad. A person has only one piece of clothing. He needs to clean it. Can he clean it? Yesh le'atir le'chabes v'rosh chodesh ad Shabbos. You're allowed to wash it until Shabbos. But Shavua Shechalbo, you're not allowed to. Even if you have nothing else to wear. Can't say, oh, get dirty, let me clean this. Mi'ikar adin, you're not allowed to wash your outer clothing in the week Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Today's day, and nowadays, we're more makel, most of the poskim were makel in undergarments, and any clothes that you wear, what's called bigdei zeya, clothing that you wear for sweat. So, you know, underwear and undershirt and socks, and, you know, pajamas, and clothing that you wear when you do sports, that you could change, you could maybe clean them on the even during the Shavua Shechalbo. But outer clothing, so to wear if you don't have anything else to wear, you have a eitzah to put on the floor, as we learned in previous years. But to go and wash them in a washing machine, you now let it do it after in Shavua Shechalbo, unless it's completely disgusting, it's impossible to wear. A person literally has nothing to wear, then there is what to be makel. But in general, you cannot wash your clothing Shavua Shechalbo. It's much more strict than the few first days of the 9 days. So that's another clue that we found over here. Shavua Shechalbo, one is the seal part, the other part is to be more lenient about washing clothing. It's more of a problem in Shavua Shechalbo. And again, according to the Sfardim, this is the main time of not washing clothing and not bathing is Shavua Shechalbo. So even us that were the Ashkenazim that are more machmir to start earlier, it's more of a minhag. Here, everybody in Am Yisrael is already doing that. It's a more strict to do this during the week, to be very careful about washing and bathing if it's for no need. Okay, so that is the Shavua Shechalbo. And with this, we'll go now to shift to the halachas that come after Tisha B'Av. In number 10, we have the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Tisha B'Av Leis Erev, Itzisu Yesh Be'echol, they started burning Beis HaMikdash in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. It went on until the end of the 10th day. When Beikach, Mina Kosher, the Kosher the Gmina, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shaloi Lechol Boso, Shaloi Shal Yain, don't eat meat, don't drink wine, Beleila Siri, Veyoyim Asiri. Not in the 9th and the 10th, not in the day and the 10th. We are Machmir, the Shulchan Aruch says, to be Machmir in eating meat and drinking wine the entire 10th day. Says the Ramav, Yesh Machmir at Chatzos Hayom Velo Yosef. Some will do it only to Chatzos. So meaning Ashkenazim is only to Chatzos the 10th day. The Shulchan Aruch says the whole 10th day, I saw that by the Sfardim, there's some that are Machmir till the end of the 10th day, and some that do to Chatzos like the Ramav has. Now, first of all, says the Magen Avraham number 11, Uposh Mesudas Mitzvah Mutarim Kol HaKrim Lechol Basar. It's connected what he said before. And I see you doing the Shavua Shechalbo, you can have only 10 people. 10 people besides the family. But if you're doing a Siyum on Moitzit Tisha B'Av, or the earlier in the 10th day, you can invite anybody you want. Why? The Pshita Delayla Zu Kilim Rosh Chodesh Av is even easier than the Rosh Chodesh. The Amedin and the Gabarim Mutal Sapa, the Chapa Sabah, Bien Shasim Chod, etc. That's what it says. Okay. That's the Buah. So first of all, if you have a Seum, you have a Sudas Mitzvah, you're good. Now, says the Mugen Avraham, wants to get to us, in the end of this Mugen Avraham, because of a Shal B'tshuvo, She'en Lichitz V'yem Asiri V'en Sab V'chavis HaChatzois. Well, you have to be careful not to, the Shulchan Aruch told us, not to eat meat, not to drink wine. Says the Mugen Avraham, add to that washing and bathing and washing clothing and taking a haircut. And the Mugen Avraham says, Upashuk T'shechal B'yem Shishi HaKol Mutalich V'Shabbos. When it falls on a Friday, you can do everything lichvah Shabbos. That's what Mugen Avraham says. The Mugen Avraham is mashma that everything is mutter. These things that he just mentioned, washing, clothing, bathing, and taking haircuts, is all mutter on a Friday in lichvah Shabbos. That's what says the Mugen Avraham. We'll see now the other achayim, they say a little, the differentiation between them. Also, the Mugen Avraham doesn't tell us if that means Friday morning, or it means Thursday night. He just says that we don't have this chumrah in Erev Shabbos when it's Erev Shabbos. Now the Bir Lachah right away tells us that he says the idea of washing, the haircut, all that. And he says, says some hold that the only thing that you're not allowed to do in Moitzei Tisha B'Av till Chatzai is only eat meat and drink wine. Something that Rav Ashir she took on Kenat Kal Shainai. He says, someone may kill to do that anyway. So Bir Lachah says, there are some that say that the only astringency that we have after Tisha B'Av is eating meat and drinking wine, not other things. But we're not makel on it. So take that in mind when we're talking about Erev Shabbos or more makel. You should know that even every year when we talk about washing, bathing, and haircuts, it's not so clear that we're machmir to chatzos. We're noik to be machmir. But it's more lenient than eating meat and drinking wine to begin with. So, coach, when we talk about Erev Shabbos, the Mugen Avraham tells Mefarish we can be more makel. So, yeah, let's keep that in mind. Now, here comes the Eish Shel Avraham, Nibut HaChach, which is number 13. He's the printed at the end of the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, even though you're allowed to take care of it in the morning, he says, also Lenim and Arizal, but that's only if you can't do it after Chatzos. If I could take a haircut after Chatzos, he says, even though you should really be careful not to take a haircut after Chatzos because we may forget about Shabbos, he says, if you have someone to remind you that you have Shabbos soon and to come to Mincha, so you should take a haircut after Chatzos. So, Mashu Eish Shel Avraham is a little more machmer. Haircuts? Whatever you can do after Chatzos, do after Chatzos. Right? That's what we see for Eish Shel Avraham. If you look at Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchasol, Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchasol tells us, actually, I skipped one thing, the Or HaShulchan. The Rosh Hashanah number 12 tells us, V'imchal Tisha B'Yoyim B'Yimei, Tishma falls on a Thursday, L'mechoraz B'Yoyim Shabbos, HaKol Mutar B'Yik for the Shabbos. You can do everything, L'mechoraz, the next morning. He doesn't say in the night. He concludes, Av L'echol B'Asur, K'Lim Chatzayis B'Yudasur, D'Lik Esh Toyim B'Zes. The first Rosh Hashanah tells us, this idea of the leniency that we have on Erev and Yom Shabbos is only regarding washing, bathing, haircuts, but not to eat meat and drink wine. What's the reason? It makes a lot of sense. Why do we bath, wash, haircuts? Lichvat Shabbos Kodesh. You don't eat meat in the morning, Lichvat Shabbos Kodesh. A person wants to drink a nice cup of wine, and Friday morning, it's not Lichvat Shabbos Kodesh. So there you have no leniency to eat meat and wine afterwards, and especially meat and wine is more chamor, as we saw in the Bir Lachah. But the Aruch HaShulchan stands to say that only Friday morning you could do that. And some others also mash that way. The Eliyahu Rabba as well. But if you look at the Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchasol number 14, on the left side of the page, he says differently. He says, Tisha v'shechal b'yom chavish b'shavua lo yichapsu b'yom. Now I'll do washing on Thursday doing Tisha B'Av. Ela yichapsu b'moitzei Tisha B'Av. You could do laundry on Thursday night. Klomer oylim shishi. Ve'in tzorich le'antien l'mocha yoyin kubat shisha b'av. You don't have to wait till Friday morning. So Shmuel Shabbos says clearly, you could do laundry Thursday night. Zok, the footnote over here says, he says that the name is Shom Zalman Arbach. The kivat shatav shalosu chaver shvo shuchal bo hoy mishud in yirki b'sich that mavir is the only reason why you're not allowed to do laundry is because you can't forget about that veilus. Kevin shitu b'nichatzoyim, because anyway you're allowed to v'chatzoyis, v'shu kvot Shabbos, Shalashi, then kibbutz, they ain't on him yet. Anyway, not enjoying the laundry right away. Ain't could have dealt been a boyk of the chatzais and be'erim yad chatzai. Says no difference between four chatzais or the night. There's no difference. You can do laundry because you're not enjoying it immediately. Then he says, but eating meat you can't. They got this pyrus, so you can't take care of it either. Right? That's what he says. So the Maaseh says of Shlomo Zalman, you could do laundry Thursday night. He doesn't allow haircuts. And he does not allow meat. But laundry you could do Thursday night. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Okay. The Koibetz Bimei Slavi, number 15 over here in the middle, that's Rav Ozner. And Rav Ozner says the following. He also says you can do laundry Thursday night. Ubit is spire as well as haircuts. Ain't la kel al bayim. Should not do haircuts till the next day. Simtum shalom zalman. Chem bebi also viayin la kel. Also, do not eat meat, drink wine. But the gemer richit, so what about bathing? Yesh la hakel lichutz bit soyim alayim. You can take a cold shower in the night. Ve'ain la kel lichat chilchutz v'cham in the boiker. Don't do a warm shower for Shabbos, only in the morning. Said in the footnote, that's continuing here in the footnote, says the Kovitz Beis Levi, first of all, he says that when you that many places can say when you're doing laundry, you can fill up a load with other things, even things you don't need for Shabbos. I can put in underwear, not only the one or two for Shabbos and Sunday for Shabbos, but the Shabbos you can do right away for the whole week. Gabei dispoiros, but gabei haircut. Avshem Hashmos Halosh Shalakol or Tana Kulam dispoiros. You can do even haircuts, even though some say you can do even haircuts. Mikoko Nishay Nakal El Aboik. You have to wait till the morning. Right? And he points out Shavuot says wait to Chatzos. The Avshem Kamtzoyev Shalakal Baleik. If it's really needed, you could do it in the night if you have no other choice. Obasavi Ayin El Akel, but in meat and wine, you have to wait till Chatzos. And then he ends over here and says that when you wash in hot water, it's only that's the shower you're taking for Shabbos. You're allowed to take a shower for Shabbos on Friday morning. But if you can take a shower Friday morning and then another shower Friday afternoon, then you can't take a Friday morning hot shower because you're not doing it for Shabbos. You can do everything that you're doing for Shabbos. Whenever you're not Shabbos, you don't have a heter. That's what says the Koivitz Bei Slavi over here, Rav Ozner. The Chut Shani, which was Nisim Karel, it's number 16, he says the following. Everybody, all these Achorim say you can do laundry on Thursday night. Because Ozra, you don't want to delay it. Very good. Umikomakom, Rechitza, taking a shower. Fetis spoyers and haircut. Also, Belashi, now the Thursday night. Abiyam Shishi Muta Kolayoyim. You can do it from Friday morning. Why? We're not machmir that thing. Some of them says we allow you Friday. So basically, we didn't allow you Thursday night, but when it's Erev Shabbos, meaning the day of Erev Shabbos, that's when you could do a full haircut and a full shower. Now here comes the Rav Nissim to the tremendous chodesh. Because Friday is not part of the isur, mutar gam lichoitz bayam or babrecha b'yomvav kolayim. Mr. Kerley says you can go to the beach. You could swim in a swimming pool on Friday morning. Why? Because the Rav Nisgrayz learns that Friday morning we just ended the Tisha B'Av thing. Usually Tisha B'Av, Chumras, go on until Chatzos, right, until the midday of the day after Tisha B'Av. But when you come to Tisha B'Av, when the day after Tisha B'Av is a Friday, Friday morning all ends. Not Thursday night, except laundry, as we see with Makel. But Friday morning, everybody ends it completely. This is not like the Kovitz Bei Slavi, who says you can't even take a hot shower in the morning if you take another hot shower in the afternoon. Of course, the Kovitz Bei Slavi will hold, you can't go to the swimming pool, you can't go to the beach. So that seems to be a big machlekes over here in the Paiskin.
If you're drinking wine according to the Chut Shani on Friday morning.
That's a good question. L'chura, according to the Chut Shani, you'll be able to eat meat and drink wine because there's no chumras over here. Maybe. I'm not sure. Because, again, it could be that he's referring specifically that to the additional minhag. As the Bureau of Lucca says, what the Shekhinah told you, now eat, now drink wine. He didn't say anything about bathing, wash, laundry, or haircuts. The Megamrom says we have that minhag as well. So maybe what the Chut Shani is referring to is that minhag, not the minhag of meat and wine. I'm not sure about that. It sounds that he says that Friday there's no din at all. I'm not sure. Good point. Number 17, the Eben Yisrael is the Yisrael Fisher. He says, he's allowed to get it on Thursday night. He disagrees. Even someone who could do it Friday morning, better to do Thursday night. It's better. You don't want to be make sure a person has a brand new Shabbos. So, comes out areas like this. From all these poiskim that we learned is laundry Thursday night comes out clearly as matur. Everybody agrees Thursday night can do laundry. So that you for sure can be makel. Now, regarding haircuts, we saw that the Eishel Avram, he holds wait the chatzos if you're able to. If you're not able to, you can do it in the morning. But if you're able to, you should do it. He does end and it says, it's only minis chasidus. You don't really have to force yourself to do after chatzos, but you have to do it after chatzos. We saw that many achrayim calling include Shlomo Zalman and Rav Ozner hold that and the chutshani hold that you cannot take a haircut Thursday night. They all that you could do it Friday morning. Friday morning, even though the Eishel Avram says you can't do it until you wait the Chatzais, see, they all you could do Friday morning if that's your haircut for Shabbos. Regarding showering, so the Shvi'a Shabbos is not so clear about that. If he holds, you could do it in the morning. The Kurdish is saying he holds, you could do it only if it's for Shabbos Kurdish. If it's not for Shabbos Kurdish, you can't do it. And here we saw there are Vos there holds that you could do it in the morning, there's no issue at all. You can go to the beach, you can go swim. So the Chutshani holds a Friday morning, there's no issue at all. And we saw that when he strolled, you can take a haircut Thursday night as well. So Maskar in the middle says, laundry, for sure you can do. Haircut, probably the way it will go, I saw that. Also, that's also how Shmuel Kamenetsky brings it. Person is really stuck, he has no other choice. You can do it Thursday night. But if you do have a choice, better to wait for Friday morning, like most players can hold. Showers, you could take a hot shower lichle Shabbos after Chatzos. Before that, it's problematic. You could take a cold shower even before that. Then you could be making that thing. But Lamaisa, you see over here, this is just gives us a little bit of the taste that when Tisha B'Av ends, usually we continue with Avelus, we have a continuation to it. But when we're coming here to Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh takes away all the Avelus, and we already prepared for Shabbos, get ready for Shabbos. Takes away a little bit of the bitterness that we have left over with Tisha B'Av, and we use that as a preparation for Shabbos, so then you can be make a Friday morning for sure to do all the achanas for Shabbos. Everybody will agree to that. You can do all the achanas for Shabbos. We said chutshani holds there's no isser at all b'chlal Friday morning, but everybody else will agree that all the achanas for Shabbos start right then and there. And
the last Friday.
What? What is that? I didn't hear.
Were there any leniencies this past Friday before Shabbos as far as getting ready for Shabbos, or you really weren't supposed to do a hot shower or anything like
that? Hot shower, many American poiskim hold you could do for Shabbos in nowadays. Even though the main halacha is you can't, but the Shmuel Kamenetsky and Moshe Feinstein and others all said that you could take a hot shower for Shabbos for us. That for us, not taking a hot shower is really a lot of tzar that we will have when we go into Shabbos. That's for last week.
I noticed nobody mentioned anything about music.
Right. So I saw Shmuel Kamenetsky speaks about it. He basically says there's no answer to music until Chatzos. So again, I would say that according to the Chutshani, that sounds that Friday morning it's all over, maybe music will be allowed. But according to all the other places that we saw, that we really are continuing to do the things at the Chatzos, you know, this is a good way to summarize it. Do we have anything at the Chatzos on Friday morning? Sounds from the Chutshani, no. But the other places, the Shvi'a Shabbos, the Rav Ozner, and for sure the Eishel Avram, all that there is the restrictions that we have in the 9 days continue the Chatzos, except whatever you need for Tzorech Shabbos. So the mainly music will be including that as well.
Shaving.
What?
Shaving.
So shaving, that's what we said, shaving. Shaving we could do Friday morning. Basically, all the places can agree that you're shaving ready for Shabbos, you could do it Friday morning. Thursday night, Some say you could, some say you can't. If you're really stuck and you can't do it Friday morning, you could do it Thursday night. So first of all, we should make the shiur have an achama, and this shiur should really, again, be only a theoretical shiur, and we should not need the ma'aser. It should be a shiur that should be built before this, so we don't have to deal with shiur shachalboy, we don't have to deal with the Friday morning, everything will be mutter, amen. We're right now taking a break for at least the summer. We have to check when we come back, because this year, 2 weeks before Shoshana, is Labor Day, the Labor Day weekend. Usually we start after that, so I don't know if we want to do that week. The Sunday before Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Slichas, which is always a struggle. So you have to see if you want to have one shear that week or not. Then Rosh Hashanah is a Sunday. The next Sunday is Erev Yom Kippur. Then we're in Sukkot already. So, I mean, we may be able to squeeze in two shear in the days before Rosh Hashanah, which I'm not sure if it's so smart to do it Labor Day and the day of Slichas. So we'll discuss it over the chat. But if not, so it's either we'll do that, and if not, we'll also resume after Sukkot.
We'll see you
and I really hope that we'll do that live. We'll be able to go get back to join live in the live share.
Okay.
Okay. Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Isaac, Kol Tov. Health. It should be a easy, meaningful fast, and it should be a good summer. Call to Sarah Davis. Yes, I will.
You're welcome, Gary.
Gary and Yitzchak. Yeah, he was here last week. We did a big opening.
Wow!
But it's a big schuss to have you somewhere in Israel. It makes especially the week of Tisha B'Av. I have a feeling about Tisha.
I'll be going to the Kotel in another hour or so.
Okay, Valik. Okay, daven on us, please. Call to everybody.